On this week's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston tells us about how he commits more sins in the 90 minutes before church every Sunday morning than he does the entire rest of the week.
I commit more sins on Sundays in the 90 minutes leading up to church than I do in the entire rest of the week. Getting my kids out of bed, dressed, and into the car by 9:45 on Sunday mornings is work. And while I try to be a being that functions at a higher level, who inspires people to pursue behavior that is good and right, on Sunday mornings I sink down into the mud and throw slop with the hogs. It's awful. We begin each Sunday morning late Saturday afternoon, when we remind the kids that we'll be going to church tomorrow, and they should put out their church clothes so we don't have to hunt for them in the morning. They grunt. They say they will, or that they already have. Then at 8:30 Sunday morning, I start playing music in their bedrooms. It's an old-time gospel music show out of New Orleans that I stream online. I love it. But it may as well be a trumpet blast announcing that the battle is on. The passive-aggressive tactics my children use are works of brilliance. They fumble around. They announce that their pants that fit perfectly last week, are now too large or too small, or my favorite, that they've lost them since last Sunday. Shoes vanish all the time, or one shoe vanishes, and the hunt is on for the other. The clock is ticking all along, and no one is in a hurry but me. And they announce that they forgot to take a shower and need a shower before church. They announce they've forgotten to eat breakfast and now need to eat. I'm going room to room, cajoling, bribing, and then ultimately threatening them to get ready or they'll spend the rest of their day without their phone. That's usually the final threat, and it's a good one. We used to stop just before entering the church, and I'd preemptively ground my kids. You're grounded for the week, I'd say, for what you're about to do in church. And the only way for you to get out of it is to behave in there. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't mess with each other. Behave. Please behave. Don't make me have to say anything to you. Don't forget, you're pre-grounded. They'd make expressions of, that's not fair. My wife would roll her eyes and shake her head, and in we'll go. Now, once inside, I see other kids wearing expressions of anger and frustration, just like the ones my kids are wearing. I see exhausted and frustrated parents on their knees, heads in their hands, begging forgiveness for what they just had to do to get everyone there. And I join them on my knees, begging forgiveness for the previous 90 minutes, knowing full well we'll go through this again next Sunday. And, perhaps strangest of all, deep in my heart, I know that I'll miss this someday. I'm Cam Marston. And I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.